As the mayor of a city with a major university, one whose economic contribution is substantial, you would think Buckhorn would make sure he's up on all the issues affecting its university students. But the DREAM Act that would allow undocumented students to benefit from in-state tuition might not have been in the Tampa mayor's study notes.
How do you feel about the DREAM Act in the state of Florida and USF Tampa, Mayor?
Did I miss something?
The DREAM Act, the in-state tuition, the for people.
Everyone, no, everyone was snapping their fingers, so I'm trying to figure out, are you calling me? Do you need me to do something? Am I supposed to be in favor of it? Okay, I'm in favor of it. No, seriously. The one thing about being mayor is I have very little involvement in the education system at all. And so I'm not involved in the day-to-day maneuvering of the legislature or the governor or what he's doing or not doing. My involvement with the education system, either K through 12 or the university system, is largely to use my pulpit. I mean, I probably have the largest pulpit and the largest microphone in the Bay Area. And so to the extent that I can advocate for education or advocate for USF or Moffitt or HCC or some of our other educational opportunities or a K through 12 system, I do it. But I'm not involved in passing education policy.
And his blunder didn't go unnoticed. USF senior Rachel Kaler said she thought Buckhorn did a good job, but was surprised he didn't know more about a topic that would benefit so many people in Tampa.
I thought it was a little weird that he didn't know what the DREAM Act was, or it didn't seem like he knew what it was. He just looked very confused when it happened. He was like, yeah, I don't know.
Buckhorn was also asked about public safety. He said the city will be hiring 3,000 more officers for the 2012 Republican National Convention to ensure residents remain safe. Some people are concerned that protesters at the event might face problems from police. At a Tiger Bay meeting last month, Buckhorn said law enforcement would use what he called brutal efficiency when dealing with demonstrators. But last night, he said the only people who should fear law enforcement presence are those who cause mayhem.
Those who choose to break the law will be dealt with, and dealt with efficiently. Those that choose to exercise free speech will be welcomed, they'll be accommodated, and assuming that they abide by all the laws, they're going to be fine.
Improvements to mass transit in Hillsborough County were stalled after a transit tax referendum failed and Governor Rick Scott refused funds intended for high-speed rail. Buckhorn said the governor gave $2.4 billion in funds back to the feds because the project still would have cost taxpayers, but transportation always costs money. He added if this governor were in office before the interstate system was built, it would have never happened.
The inability of this Bay Area, and I stress the Bay Area, it's not just Hillsborough County, to provide multimodal transportation system puts us at a competitive disadvantage. We are the only jurisdiction, and I was just with the mayor of Detroit, and I used to say other than Detroit, that didn't have some type of mass transit system. Now Detroit has a mass transit system. We are the only jurisdiction of our size in this country that does not have some type of multimodal or mass transit options. We've got to change that.
A topic that was not brought up at the meeting, but that is on the minds of many students, was tuition rate hikes. Just this year, students suffered a 15% increase in the cost to enroll. USF Student Government's Abdul Aziz said some questions about tuition may have been postponed for a more appropriate forum.
Those are the state reps and state senators that are directly involved in that. That would be like a better time to like ask them those questions directly. So it's like the mayor is not really involved, like university, just BOG and stuff like that.
The mayor ended by telling students it was important to stay informed with both local and national issues and encourage their continued involvement. But he cautioned politics is like malaria. There is no cure. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin at USF Tampa.